President Trump praised the military and called on Americans to stay true to the cause in his Independence Day speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Hello, America. Hello.
On a hot, humid, and at times rainy night in the nation's capital, President Donald Trump spoke from the Lincoln Memorial on his Independence Day salute to America.
The spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever.
Before the speech, critics had assailed Trump for politicizing the 4th of July, but the president stayed away from politics and stuck to his theme of praising the U.S. military for its bravery and sacrifices. The event was punctuated by military flyovers and the sounds of the U.S. Army Band. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria has been seized in the British territory of Gibraltar. The EU and United States have sanctions against Syria, and U.S. President Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep those sanctions intact. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrill reports the collapse of the Iran nuclear
deal. It's come up with a plan called Instex, which it says will allow Iran to trade goods to Europe in exchange for other goods from Europe. And it stops individual companies in Europe from being paid directly by Iran. However, the U.S. has said that it's willing to potentially sanction this vehicle. That's a risk that a lot of international companies said they're not willing to take.
Choking off Iran's market for oil has severely damaged the Iranian economy. The Tunisian Coast Guard posted this week when their boat sank in the Mediterranean. Three people survived. The incident occurred just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. This is VOA.